Tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks as always for listening.
All right, Burlington, let's get real about sheets. When's the last time you washed your sheets? In the midst of our busy lives, it is far too easy to push off the simple task of washing your bed sheets indefinitely, until you can't remember the last time you've given your bedding a spin through the wash. This is your reminder to wash your sheets. There is no better feeling than getting into a freshly made bed with clean sheets at the end of a long day. Not to mention, humans lose on average 500 million skin cells a day, many of which rub off onto your sheets. These cells attract dust mites, which can trigger itchiness and allergic reactions. Unwashed pillowcases harbor 17,000 more times bacteria than a toilet seat and can cause acne and skin irritation if not washed weekly. Sleep better, sleep cleaner, and wash your sheets. This message is brought to you by your hygienic DJs at WRUV.
Thank you. Thank you. something that you'll never understand. I'll never be true, I'll never lie. And if you're evil, I'll forgive you by and by. Cause you, I would die for you. And darling, if you want me to, I would die for you. No, I'm not your lover, I'm not your friend. I am something that you'll never comprehend. No need to worry, no need to cry. I'm your messiah and the other reason why. Cause you, well, I wouldn't die for you. And darling, if you want me to, I wouldn't die for you. Cause you, when you're sad, make you good when you are bad. Not a human, I'm a dove. I'm a compass, I'm love. See, all I really need is to know that you believe. But I wouldn't die for you. Darling, if you want me to, and I wouldn't die for you.
was an old man who lived in a wood, as you can plainly see. He said he could do as much work in a day as his wife could do in three. With all my heart, the woman, she said, that's what you will allow. Tomorrow you'll stay at home in my stead, and I'll go drive the plough. But you must milk or tidy the cow, for fear she will go dry. You must feed the littlest pigs that are within the sty. And you must mind the speckled hen, for fear she'll lay away. And then you must reel the spool of yarn that I spun yesterday. The woman, she took up her staff in her hand, and she went to drive the plough. The old man took up a pail in his hand, and he went to milk the cow. But Tidy hinged, and Tidy flinched, and Tidy broke his nose. And Tidy, she gave to him such a big blow, the blood ran to his toes. Ever I will be tidy again, be sore against my will. He went to feed the little pigs that were within the sty. He hit his big head upon the thick beam, and he made his red blood fly. He went to find the speckledy hen, for fear she'd lay astray. Forgot to reel the spool of yarn his wife spun yesterday. He swore by the sun, the moon, the stars, the green leaves on the tree. If his wife didn't do a day's work in her life, she'll not be ruled by him.